Audio 1.6. Civil Law, Object and Purpose. Civil law deals with the resolution of disputes by one party called claimant against another called defendant by providing remedy, relief or redress for a wrong suffered. Remedies. Usually two types of remedy are available in civil law, meaning that for every right there is an appropriate remedy. They are damages. This is the money claimed by a claimant from a defendant as compensation for harm done. And injunction. This is a court order directing a person to do, mandatory injunction, or refrain from doing a particular act, prohibitory injunction, such as ordering the defendant to stop breaching a contract or causing a tort. The remedy of damages is available as of right, meaning that in a court action, the claimant is automatically entitled to financial compensation without permission of the court, while the remedy of injunction is granted within the discretion of the court. Other discretionary remedies include specific performance. This is a court order which compels the person to perform their part of a contract, such as handing over goods agreed to be sold. Rescission. This allows the innocent party to have the contract cancelled, set aside, rescinded. And rectification. This is amending a document, such as a contract or lease, if it does not accurately reflect the intention of the parties to it. In granting such remedies, the court normally applies the reasonable man test, which is an objective test used to assess the standard of care expected from an ordinary citizen. It is used in actions for negligence to calculate liability on the part of the defendant, who should have foreseen the consequences of his actions, called foreseeability test. How civil cases are settled. A civil case begins when the claimant, an individual or organisation, sues another party called the defendant on a legal matter, such as the terms of a contract or a specific tort. The claimant thus informs the court of the wrong suffered and the remedy requested. Depending on the complexity of the case and the size of the loss or harm, the case is heard in the county court or the high court. The vast majority of civil cases do not go to a full trial, because they are often dealt with through offers to settle by payment of damages into court, or through alternative dispute resolution methods. If no final settlement is reached between both sides, civil trial will start through the ordinary civil court system, where it is an extended court hearing by judge alone. At trial, the claimant must prove, on the balance of probabilities, that the events occurred in the manner claimed, a principle known as burden of proof, obligation to prove the case. If the claimant wins his action, the judge will deliver judgment based on the appropriate remedy. Judgment is normally for an awarding of damages, ordering the defendant to compensate the claimant for his damage, or for an injunction, compelling the defendant to do or not to do a certain action in the future. Or be even just a declaratory judgment, which determines that the claimant has certain legal rights. Either party may appeal to the higher court, Court of Appeal, against the judge's decision. Criminal law, object and purpose. Criminal law deals with offences against the state and its citizens, and preserves public order in society by dispensing punishment to offenders. In order to deserve punishment, a person must have been at fault, deserving of blame, guilty, in the wrongful conduct taken. How criminal cases are settled. A criminal case begins when a crime is reported to the police, who arrest the person alleged to have committed the crime. After arrest, the police carry out their investigations and gather evidence. When the police believe that enough evidence exists to charge the alleged offender, they send a report of the case to the Crown Prosecution Service, CPS. The CPS reviews the criminal case initiated by the police and then decides whether or not to proceed with prosecution. If the CPS believes that the case provides a realistic prospect of success and that it would be in the public interest to do so, it will start criminal proceedings against the alleged offender. The lawyer, a solicitor or barrister, acting as a Crown prosecutor, will then prosecute the accused, who becomes the defendant in the case. Depending on the gravity of the offence and the mode of trial hearing, the case will be heard in the Magistrates' Court, dealing with less serious offences, or the Crown Court, dealing with more serious offences. It is a fundamental principle of English criminal law that a person is innocent of any offence until proven guilty, known as presumption of innocence. The burden of proving the defendant's guilt is the task of the prosecutor, who must prove to the magistrates in the magistrate's court, without jury trial, or the jury at the Crown Court, that the offender committed the crime beyond reasonable doubt. This burden of proving, beyond reasonable doubt, is a higher standard of proof than in civil cases, balance of probabilities. The court must then determine whether or not the defendant is guilty of the offence charged, so that in the magistrate's court it is for the magistrates alone to decide the guilt of the accused, while in the Crown Court it is for the jury to decide questions of fact and for the trial judge to decide questions of law. If, after trial, the magistrate or jury decides that the defendant is guilty of the offence charged, a verdict or finding of guilty, then a conviction declared in a sentence of punishment will follow. Depending on the facts of a crime and its seriousness, conviction may range from a custodial sentence, imprisonment, to fines, money penalty, or a community sentence, which combines punishment with activities carried out in the community. The convicted offender will be entitled to appeal if they believe they did not receive a fair trial or their sentence was too harsh. On the other hand, a decision declaring the case is not proven against the defendant will lead to an acquittal, and the defendant cannot be retried for the same offence on fresh evidence.